Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, loves. Welcome back to The Golden Path. It's been a little while since my last episode, and I've really been wanting to drop in with you and say something, share something, offer something around all of this coronavirus and isolation and quarantining that we're all moving through collectively as a planet, as humans right now. Some of the fear, some of the anxiety, some of the differing beliefs and complications and things like that, and the very vastly, vastly different experiences that everyone's having of this virus. And then I decided I've been doing basically that in a couple of different containers lately. And these are going to be offering some perspectives about everything that's going on from an energetic and spiritual point of view, from my own intuitive downloads, things, information that I've been getting, as well as some tools and approaches for you to navigate this time and to do so in your power, in your center, without being taken out by so much fear and anxiety. So I'm just going to go ahead and drop these here for you and let me know if there's anything that I can speak to for you. I always love hearing from you. If you have questions that you'd like me to speak about, I always love answering Q&A. It also inspires me. It's kind of how my channel works, is it gets to click into a topic or a question, and then I am inspired to riff and write and channel and download transmissions for you around it. So anything that's coming up for you, please feel free to reach out to me. You can send me an email at beinlove@heather-allison.com. Or you can just go to heather-allison.com and send me a message at the little connect link at the top of my website. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to answer some questions and make this an even more personal experience for you, this podcast. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and drop in with these audios. And I want to just speak for a minute to the quality of these recordings, because especially in the recorded phone call, you'll notice the sound is pretty crap. Was dealing with some headphone issues for a little while, and this happens to be one of the calls that sounds pretty bad. Even though I had my sound guy work on improving this a little bit, it still doesn't sound great, so I just want to warn you about that. So I put the call at the end, so that you can not listen to it if you don't want to, but I wanted to share it because I'm being guided to share it. And I'm also in deep service of not letting human flawed imperfection things get in the way of moving forward and expanding. And so that's what I'm in service of, and I'm going to let it be the mess that it is. But what that call is about, what I go into, what I wanted to share in it, the reason I feel it's so important to share what's in it, is that it talks about what's kind of going on in the energetics of this time of the coronavirus. You can also just listen to that, even if we're beyond the virus and you're finding this later and perhaps navigating through a different world issue or a different issue in your own life, different challenge, because it's going to apply regardless. But what I go into in that call is, at least one of the things, is what law of attraction really actually is. That's not what they tell us in the typical ways that it's taught, and why it pretty much has everything to do with how we can keep expanding during this time, or during any time of so much constriction and so much fear. So I invite you to listen to it if you can get past the audio, if you can be with the human flawed imperfectness of the audio recording. The other two recordings actually sound pretty good. They're taken from two Facebook Lives that I did in my private Facebook group called Rise Goddess. And in the first one, I offer you a couple of tools, a couple of practices for navigating scary times, whatever those might be. This is a tool you can use, a practice you can drop into no matter what's going on in your life. If you're feeling like your body or your nervous system, your emotional body is wanting to shut down or is operating in stress, operating in fear, and it is so bad for us. It's so bad for our immune systems, our nervous systems, our mind, our ability to create what we're here to create. And then the second one is a Q&A for the women who are in my family membership. That is a $37, at least at the time of this recording, it's a $37 a month membership where women get to ask questions and get spot coaching and get some support from me every single month. And in that recording, in that video, I talked about co-creating with the unknown, co-creating in the face of the unknown in times like these. Trusting what you can feel is wanting to come through you, but perhaps it's not here yet. Moving forward in uncertain times, holding the thread of possibility when you can't prove it yet and you can't really see it yet and it's just not here yet. Especially for those of you who are pivoting or building your businesses or just not giving up on your business during this weird time, which kudos to you. I'm proud of you. Keep going. And really just what happens when we find ourselves in indecision and not knowing which way to go. And there's, I'm sure, a lot of that going on right now, and uncertainty and indecision. And I offer some insights and some thoughts around what can be going on during that indecision phase. And lastly, how we can hold space for both our human experience and our divine experience, for our fear and for possibility all at the same time, and really how to navigate as we're holding both of those so powerfully. And all of them, I hope, are supportive for you during this time. Sending you so much love. Stay safe. Hi, beauties. How is everyone? How is everyone holding up? How is everyone doing in some voluntary or maybe not so voluntary self-quarantining and social distancing? I've been feeling into a few different things right now. Don't mind if you can hear my cat yelling outside my door. He is, you know, me and my boyfriend are both working from home now. Well, I always do, obviously, but he's working from home now. I think he's kind of spazzed out that we're like both home and neither of us are paying attention to him right now. So he's kind of mad. But the reason I was coming in here was just, again, to kind of like, I don't know, I didn't really think it out. I was just coming in to drop in with you ladies and see how everyone's feeling, see if anyone needs any support. By the way, if any of you have birthdays right now in this time period, I feel you. I did too. I just had mine, as you probably saw in here, I had mine last week, like a week ago, and it sucked. It sucked not being able to hang out with any friends, see my family, do anything. I'm also having a bunch of throat chakra activation lately, so sorry about the raspiness. It's interesting. But there are a couple things that I just wanted to drop in. Didn't think about this before I hopped on live, but I wanted to drop in and just hang out with you, see if there's anything you need. But a couple of things I wanted to offer right now. The first is, it's a wild
time right now. That's what my friends and I just keep saying, wild. I don't know why. It's like, it is just such a crazy, I think wild because it's such an unknown, right? None of us really know. It's like just this very deep, deep feminine space of the unknown. There's all sorts of factors that we don't know. There's all sorts of outcomes that we don't know. And there's all sorts of moment to moment, anything. This isn't a virus that nobody knows. Like, it's all just completely, deeply dark feminine unknown. It's one of the reasons that I actually feel, I don't know if I've shared this with you. I think I have. I've been feeling this interesting other frequency coming in alongside all of this fear that's been happening down here, let's just say, this massive frequency of fear that's running through the collective. But at the same time, I've also been feeling this really crystalline, clear, super high vibe, like additional, like other current that's, my cat is spazzing out. That was him just knocking into my door. He wants to play right now. Both of us are working, so we're like, he hates it. now he's yelling. But I can feel them simultaneously. I can feel them running concurrently alongside one another or above and below one another, whatever. Hi, beautiful. Hi, beautifuls. And I think it's one of the reasons why I've, for the most part, been able to feel fairly centered and fairly grounded in this and fairly, I actually have had these moments of feeling really this beautiful feeling of happiness, which I was like, that's the weirdest thing to be feeling alongside of all of this when my boyfriend is freaking out. We've been actually self-quarantining since March 1st. So it's been really interesting. It's been a ride already. We're getting a little stir crazy. We do go out for walks, but he's in that, you know, more vulnerable set of people. And so he's been constantly watching the news and constantly like flooding his system with all of the information and all of the things and prepping. And I've been trying to kind of hold space for him, honor what he's moving through, honor what he needs. And also try to invite him back into his safety, into some semblance of root chakra safety that says it's going to be okay, that says we're all going to be okay. It might be painful. It is probably going to be painful in some capacity or another, whether it's us having a direct experience of the virus itself, or the experience of employment and money and all of that, or having an indirect but also direct experience of loved ones being affected or even losing loved ones to this virus. So I truly believe we can still find a space of deep rooted safety that we can come into, because we are the ones who own our ability to know that we're safe and own our ability to feel safe and own our ability to choose that which is going to support us, even when we feel out of sorts, even when we feel like what is outside of us is unknown and uncertain. And for me, this feels just so deeply, deeply sacred feminine, divine feminine, like the dark, the deep feminine, in that she is chaos and she is the void and she is the unknown. And it feels like such a massive boot camp to learn how to be with her more, like everyone on this planet. She's also, it's also inviting us to understand nature and the how we don't get to control it no matter how much we try. And we've been trying as humans for thousands of years to control and to conquer nature, and we don't get to. And so all of this stuff I know is also for us, as much as it is obviously painful, and as much as it obviously is scary, and as much as it obviously is causing a lot of anxiety in the collective as well, and it's bringing up all of our own personal shit to actually pay attention to this too. What I've been noticing is how if you notice, this scenario is actually probably sparking all of the place, like the deepest wounds within us, to be seen and to be felt in ways that we probably have been avoiding seeing and feeling them as well. Right? it's crazy. And it's not to say that we are being asked to like pretend it's all fine and great and everything. There's obviously a very real human thing going on here as well. So we're not trying to spiritually bypass. In fact, like I was just saying, what we're being asked to do is really hold space and try to be with and try to feel into both of these things at the same time. The very, very human and the very hard to be with. And then the very, very divine and the beauty of evenness. And if we can do that, the more we can do that, even when we're in the gunk and in the muck, try to at least tap into and feel at least some semblance of the feeling and of the frequency of what is up here. This is kind of just how I've been experiencing it. You might experience it differently. Maybe you feel them side by side. This is how I've been experiencing it. We will be integrating. We'll be like bringing these two closer and closer to being the same, in the same space. Does that make sense? Oh, it's a crazy time right now. I've been feeling this energy of excitement. It's a gorgeous time. Yes, we'll be okay. Yeah, and we will. And there's also going to be some pain. There is pain happening in the collective. And so it feels really important too to honor and to be, it's driving me bonkers to see people who are just like, I'm going to be fine. And so I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and not have like, not try to social distance or take care of my health because I know that I'm going to be healthy. It's like, well, yeah, but also other people around you don't have the luxury of having youth or having really strong immune systems that are going to fight off this virus. And so we can also hold space for that. For me, it's always, this is exactly what we're doing in healing these archetypes. It's always about holding space for both. Always. And not just choosing one in rejection of the other. Yeah, Jennifer says, I'm okay a lot of the time, but definitely have moments of freaking out. Definitely seeing the beauty of how Mother Nature is getting a wonderful breath of fresh air, right? This is one of the most gorgeous gifts I think I've been seeing too. The dolphins that are swimming in the Venice Canal, right? Like literally, I woke up the other night after having dreams of dolphins and being with dolphins to see that headline and to see pictures of it. And I was like, oh, there's so much of that happening right now too. I don't know if you saw my email or my post in here recently about that, but I have been too. In fact, it's been really interesting. I first had a wave of fear probably a week and a half ago move through me, and I had to get up in the middle of the night. I woke up with it. I had to get up in the middle of the night and move my pelvis and just like create some spaciousness in my womb and get back into my body, because fear really tries to, it lodges itself in our bodies and it really tries to constrict at the level of like our root and sacral and keep us really like constricted. And if we can remind ourselves to, when we're feeling stuff, really let ourselves get into our lower bodies again, breathe, loosen our pelvis, loosen our hips, and actually create movement, it will start to move through of its own volition. Our bodies remember how to be with stuff like this. Our bodies remember how to be with pain and with fear and anxiety. It was anger first, and then it was, it was fear first, and then it was anger. And I did the same thing, except for it was in the middle of the day. I had a day last week, I think it was, and maybe it was Monday. I don't remember. I was pissed. I was just like, ah, and I was supposed to go for a walk with my boyfriend. And I was like, I'm going on my own. Peace out. I just have to go outside. I have to go on my walk on my own. It was sunny. I went for a walk and I was such a weirdo, like moving my spine. And again, doing the same thing, like shimmying in my body and letting it do its work, letting it handle the emotions for me. I also took off my shoes and put my feet in some fresh grass in front of somebody else's lawn because I'm in a condo. and then last night, it was a wave of really deep grief. We have been doing a couple of like video hangouts with my parents, with my boyfriend's parents and family. And last night it was, you know, really fun. We like play games. It's hilarious. Social distancing 101. But I had the deepest, as soon as we got off the phone with them, I had the deepest feeling of just missing them. And I hate not being able to see my parents. They're only a half hour away from me and I'm an only child. And so I have a very like close connection with my parents, and you know, they're 70, low 70s. And I hate not being able to see them. And it felt really heavy to me last night. And so, again, let myself just be with the grief and go to bed early and nurture myself and cry a little bit. And, you know, just let this stuff as it, you can see how it's like layers and layers of all these interesting emotions moving through. So whatever it is that's moving through you, had some rage. I sat with it, went for a 2-hour walk and integrated through emotion. Beautiful. See if you can move your body. See if you can open your lower chakras, the things that we want to, and even like raise your arms and like open your upper chakras as well to your heart center, your armpits. The things that we don't do in our bodies when we feel in pain or when we feel in fear or anxiety is open. We never open. If you think about that, like this is the most vulnerable thing, to raise our arms and to let our armpits be seen, open our throats. And let our throats be vulnerable, to open our legs and create movement and openness in our hips and in our pelvis. So the more you can do of those things when we're in times like this, it'll actually open your energetic field as well and your body to be able to process these emotions. One of my favorite things to offer my clients too is to get into a wide leg child's pose on your mat when you're feeling really heavy emotions. Place your forehead on the floor and just whatever you need to do in the moment, if it's just be there and breathe with your legs, your knees open. I know some of you might not be able to get into that pose, but whatever you can get into that feels like a modification for yourself, I highly recommend. Because again, it opens our root and our sacral. It places ourselves in this really beautiful, I'm like squatting in a weird, I have a stand-up desk now I got for my birthday, so I'm really excited I get to stand while I'm doing stuff like this. It places us prostrate in a really deep surrender to Mama Earth, but also to that which is bigger than ourselves. It also places our third eye on the ground, which again, for me, is a bit of a surrender to the higher consciousness, to again, that which is bigger than ourselves, to connection and perception opening up. And so being able and willing to see things in a new way. So it's a really potent energetic and physical practice for me. And it's so simple and it's so soothing. But also, if you need to like sob your face out while you're down there, that's a perfect way of letting those emotions move through you as well. Hi, lovelies. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Heather. What else? What else? So much love to you all and a blast of sweetness to your boyfriend. Thank you, beautiful. I so appreciate that. Oh, good. I'm so glad, love. That makes my solar plexus just did a little flip-flop of happiness. This type of connection and community feels really nourishing right now. I agree. This is what my soul has been craving right now, too. And the other thing is, and I just kind of alluded to what this is because I'm still feeling into what these are going to be, but this has been something that's in my space that I've been kind of chomping at the bit to release and to offer. But my soul kept telling me it wasn't time until like now-ish, like recently, right as Golden Goddess was just getting started. So, and that is to do some low investment, shamanic journey immersions, if you will. So basically like almost like you're getting, a Golden Goddess call, if you will, or my program calls, which is, you know, shamanic journey and then a little bit of teaching and whatever, and some back and forth and Q&A. But they aren't going to be teaching what I teach in those courses because, but on some sort of topic, we'll be diving into a shamanic journey to actually create some deep transformation and connection to the invisible realms within you and outside of yourself, which is where so much of, again, same thing as we're holding space for both of these things simultaneously, opposites of any sort, then they start to integrate and they start to unify and create that beautiful divine union. And so, yes, and I saw that you were interested in those $87 ones too. They are going to be $87, I think, but I'm going to do, that's going to be different from anything that I teach in my courses. So it'll just be on various topics. And I sense that the first one is definitely going to be something to do with navigating this time. I love you. I love you. I love you. Stay safe. Stay well. Sending love to you and your loved ones. And I love you, ladies. So I said I was going to answer some family member questions. So I'm going to answer a couple. The first one is, she says, I'm moving into some type of clarity, but just as soon as I get clarity, I'm overwhelmed and feel pulled back into my own stuckness. I got so overwhelmed in the last 2 days that I got crazy sick, extreme fatigue, vertigo, nausea, and a rash on my chest, neck, and forehead. I see that there are big things that need to happen through me, and I'm meditating, taking time to journal every day, but then I get blocked when it's time to work. I'm looking for a way to channel my energy to take actionable steps to create this business that I know is needed by so many women. Hell, yes, it is. I guess my question is, how do I go about doing this? How do I slow down enough to actually create? Okay, so here's the thing, and this is true for all of you who are mystics, channels, who get a lot of intuitive information, who get a lot of inspiration, those of you who are multi-passionate, which I call weavers, and I think probably many, many, many of you are, which is that, hi Tiff, which is that we get a lot of information, we get a lot of ideas, we get a lot of intuitive hits about things that need to happen, about the things that we're going to be stepping into, the things that are wanting to come through us. And it's really important to remember that, especially if you're intuitive, and again, I think all of us are, so all of us need to remember that we will get more information than we can act on in any particular moment. It is a particular challenge of those of us who are mystics, as far as, and again, I think that's probably every one of you here, which is that we will often sense and feel what's coming and what's in store before it's actually here and before it's even ready for us to take action on. And that can be kind of hard to be with, and we can get overwhelmed and get in exactly be experiencing what Kion is experiencing here. And we can feel like we have to do it all at once. We can feel like get frozen in, like, where do I even start? Which one of these things even wants my attention right now? I have no idea. We can feel like we have to, oh my God, there's so much to do. And then we just don't, because we feel like, well, then it can't be right because I'm getting all this information or whatever. If you listened to my other Facebook Live just a minute ago, you'll hear that one of the things that I'm going to be offering here shortly has been coming through for me for months and months. And I just kept getting a no, and I kept checking in about, like, is it now? Is it now? Is it now? And I'm getting now that it is time. One of the things that we have to get really good at is being with the fact that we are going to be, and this is going to happen the more we evolve, the more we get more and more clear in our channels and in our third eye and our ability to see and feel multiple dimensions, multiple strands of truth, multiple realities. Like I said in that video as well, I can feel such strong, the human channel, the human frequency of fear that's moving through us right now. But I can also feel this really beautiful, gorgeous, crystalline frequency running at the same time, concurrently above it. We're going to be asked to be with a lot more information than is physical and ready to come through in this moment, if that makes sense. And so my invitation to you in this, in navigating this for yourself, is to trust the singular steps forward to be enough. Trust the baby steps forward to be enough. Trust the imperfect steps forward to be enough. To trust that they're weaving, trust that they are coming together over time to create, like, you don't, I use this metaphor all the time, we don't weave a blanket, let's just say. We don't weave a rug or a blanket or anything by throwing all the yarn together in a pile all at the same time. No, you, like, bring one thread through and then another and then another and then another. Right? So let yourself trust that whatever it is that you're feeling called to take action in right now, and let yourself piece it out into really little things. One of the things that was coming to me as I was reading your question, which was like the rash on your chest, neck, and forehead, is this, that really speaks to me of the belief that it has to happen all right now, that I have to, oh my God, there's so much to do. Oh my God, I have to get this all done. Because our throat chakras are how we create our realities. Our hearts are how we connect to the outside world, and also our lower and upper chakras. And our third eye is how what we perceive. And if you can shift your perception that to know that you're getting information and it's beautiful, write it down, journal it, let it be there, anchor it in for yourself in this reality as far as like ideas that are coming through for you. But then just let yourself trust. The reason these are getting so like is because you're believing that you have to create this reality right now. You're believing that you have to connect like and show and say all these things that are perfect to everybody right now, that you have to show up in this way right now, that you have to be ready to radiate this whole thing out to the collective right now, if that makes sense. That you are believing that you have to bring it into manifest by connecting the upper and lower chakras right now. And that's creating this like, but hurry. And it's manifesting itself, in my view, in this, like, these upper chakras are like, fuck. So just trust that the singular steps that you're about to take, and let it just be, let them be little, let them be baby steps. What I also know and what I teach is that movement begets movement. So the more you just allow the one thing that wants to happen right now, the little itty bitty imperfect step to happen right now, the more will happen, the more will begin to move. Yeah, and just let them keep adding up, let them keep building, let them be enough. Take the pressure off, take the requirement, the expectation off that's actually creating a lot of this block for you, probably, because they are that tends to create blocks in our ability to bring things through fully. Let's see what else. Yeah. Overwhelm, the feeling of overwhelm comes when we feel like we have to be doing everything all at once. And that's just not how this works. We are massively multidimensional cosmic beings, and we're filtering all of that into human singularity. And it's important to remember that it's basically like allow for it to be the perfect drip that you're creating. And trust and remember that the cosmos, right, the universe, your soul, whatever you want to call it, is so capable of working in the infinite, that if you think you're taking a step that's like, but it's not big enough for what I can feel going coming through, and what if it's, you know, like all the things, trust that it's all orchestrating for you. You take one step and it's going to orchestrate and adjust for the step that you just took, so that you are ready to receive what is next to get you where you need to go. So your job is just to be receptive and to take steps, to take perfectly imperfect singular steps forward, trusting that it's, you are working with and co-creating with what is bigger than you. Claire's question is, I'm feeling a bit of a numb void because I can't seem to feel into a decision. Generally, it feels right and I've satisfied my mind, but I suppose there's an unknown, and that's the void bit. I think I am looking for reassurance from the masculine, my guy, to tell me I'm making the right decision, but he's letting it be my decision, probably because he knows I'll be influenced by him. Also affecting my decision is the fact that it's still Mercury retrograde. Not anymore. Woohoo. And also that the numerology doesn't fit with my plan. I guess I need to stop relying on those things which are from the outside. Okay, so I had a Golden Goddess client ask me about this the other day. I go in for the astrology and the numerology stuff. I dig it. I think it's really informational and like informative and interesting, and it can really provide some richness and some understanding, like, oh, that's why this is feeling like this right now or whatever. I don't tend to navigate by them, if that makes sense. I do a little bit more with human design, even though I don't know all that much about it. I do tend to kind of feel into who I am from a human design perspective, to see and to play with and flirt with, like doing things. I'm a manifester, by the way, which is why everything's so prolific over here and why there's so much opportunity, like so many things that you could dive into over here to work with, to do this work. I do sometimes flirt with like how would a manifester do this when I'm feeling into things and making decisions. But I still don't let it be my full driver, if that makes sense. I let my soul be my driver. I let her really be my guide and my navigator. Just because there's so much that we don't know, we are, like I said just a second ago, we are such multidimensional beings, that there's so much that goes into who we are and our essence and what our soul came here to do and our karmic like work here and our soul path and all of the things that one measurement and one formula and one template can never tell us enough about what our highest destiny and our highest path is asking for. So, I even feel that way about Mercury retrograde. Like, you know, I think that they're interesting guidelines. I think they're informative. I think, like I said, they can be really cool for like, oh, that makes sense why I'm feeling like this right now or whatever. Or why, oh, it makes sense why I have this tendency. But like I said, we are so multidimensional and we are so multifaceted that I don't think that any template and any single formula can ever give us all we need for navigation, for understanding, for guidance, for any of that. So I always kind of tend to let those be play and just kind of additional information rather than the drivers. Can't seem to feel into a decision. So one thing is, why do you feel like you have to make a decision right now in the first place? So sometimes when we're feeling indecisive and can't make a choice, it's sometimes because we don't have all the information yet. This is also, oh, perfect. I think that this might be the thread that's asking to be brought through today because it really actually aligns with what I was just sharing with Kiona, which is that like, you don't have to do it all right now. Sometimes the reason we're not asked to move forward, in fact, this came up with a client of mine too, this week around procrastination. Sometimes what we are, if we're not being guided to move forward, if we're not feeling inspired to move forward, we're just not simply meant to move forward. And so if sometimes that's because there's more information that wants to come through, there is more something that you're about to be experiencing that is going to impact your ability to make that decision, that's going to influence how you feel, that's going to impact your ability or the decision that you make. Does that make sense? We're constantly evolving. There's all different inputs and information coming through all the time that are that we're weaving together. Yet again, we're weaving together. That feels like probably the medicine since it's so close to what was coming through for Kiona as well. So that's my first question is perhaps you're not meant to be making a decision in this moment. Perhaps there's more information that wants to come through. Perhaps there's an experience that you're meant to have that is going to inform the decision that you ultimately make. Yeah, this feels, especially because you've been doing this work for a while, this feels like it's really asking you and it's giving you this discomfort to let you know that you're being asked to come inside instead of placing your power, which is really what this is. Decision-making, making choice is part of your human technology. It's part of your power. And the more we place that on, I used to do the same thing. I used to literally live my life by committee. And I was like, do you think? I'd like ask everyone I know, what do you think? What do you think? And it's coming back into your own center and your own knowing and making the choice that you can feel is the most expansive for you, even if you don't know if it's right, even if you don't know if it's perfect. First of all, letting yourself be in choice-making energy, even when you're in the unknown, is super important because A, working with the void and being with the void is actually when we are harnessing the most of our power. But also, it's, what was I going to say? There's always going to be the unknown. We never know what's on the other side of anything. We just never do. That's why I think that this time in our lives as a collective is so fucking powerful because we're all being asked to move through this space right now with zero fucking idea of what's on the other side. Zero. And the more we can do that from a place of trust, and the more we can do that from not pretending that, like not spiritually bypassing and pretending that like, la, 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 nothing's happening, but actually holding, like I said on the other video, and again, here today, if we can hold space for both the human difficulty that we're moving through and the divine perfection of what we're moving through right now, and make a choice from a place of trust that we are choosing in service of our highest destiny and choosing in our greatest good, based on how we feel, based on what we know, based on when we can hold space for both of those things and then trust that it is enough and trust that it is perfect, that is exactly when we're harnessing the most power in the space of the void and in the space of the unknown. But we truly will never have insight into everything that's coming. We're always, especially if we're following our soul path, really, then we are always going to be at the edge where there is a vast amount of unknown in front of us, always. So I don't ever have like the perfect, easy answer for any of this because it's going to be different for all of you and it's going to be different moment to moment. But that is where we are operating in sovereignty, in our center channel. It's where we are operating from our full power, is being with opposite truths, being with what is here and how we feel and what we know, and then being also with what we cannot possibly know and making choices always with all of those things. This is why we're so multidimensional. That's why Golden Goddess, things like Golden Goddess have been so fucking powerful, is because we literally are like expanding our fields and expanding our abilities to be with all of the dimensions of our experience. And then we are, if you can imagine that, if you close your eyes right now, if you imagine that there are infinite dimensions and infinite channels of energy and infinite like knowns and unknowns swirling around you, and that you become the center, you become the channel for that which is your perfect path forward, for that which is your most powerful path forward. You simply become the ground that you're craving in the space of the unknown, in the chaos, in the void. You become certainty. Does that make sense?
I love. Anybody managing, navigating this really strange time?
Yeah, it's, for me, it's been pretty stressful, unfortunately, but I'm trying to go day by day, I guess.
yeah, and that's really all we can do. This is may end up being quite a bit of what we talk about today. There are a couple questions I have here to dive into, and that really is all we can do, you know?
Yeah.
One of the things that, and I am going to talk about this in response to the question in just a minute, is that this for me is a time of like really, really deep, deep feminine, that we're all being plunged into this so profoundly in ways that we never thought we would, in ways that we never, ways that we've been putting off and avoiding getting into this deep space of the unknown and uncertainty. And, you know, and it's bringing a bunch of stuff up for us as it needs to, but also what a bummer that it had to happen this way. But, you know, we're very stubborn little beings. And sometimes I think we just get, I said this to a client of mine the other day, you know, our souls basically are so loving, compassionate, and they whisper to us so often and just like invite us and call us forward in these really subtle, lovely, beautiful ways. And then if we're really not listening, then they can do this like cosmic 2x4. Like, okay, well, if you're not going to listen to me, then, and it kind of feels like that's what's happening at a collective level for, you know, for humanity.
Yeah.
We haven't been listening. And we haven't been looking at the places that we've been called to look at, these uncomfortable places. And it can only go on for so long, you know? And as shitty as it is and as stressful as it is, I can feel such strong medicine and such deep, profound medicine for us all in it as well. It's hard and it's scary and it's not the way I wish we would have done it. But, you know, it's very, very much a crash course in coming back to our ability to be with the feminine. And, you know, she doesn't always feel so uncomfortable, but she definitely can come in swinging like Kali Ma sometimes. So, it is day by day, honoring you so deeply for the work that you're doing. And for, I mean, you really are like on the front lines. Those of us who are just being asked to stay at home are like, you know, it's fucking hard, quote unquote, but because it's bringing up different kind of shadow. But those of you who are really like, I have cousins who are nurses, several of them who are nurses and are just constantly working 12-hour shifts and just in it. And it's so humbling when you look at like what I'm being asked to do right now, which is stay inside. Anybody else have anything they want to breathe in before I get into questions? want to bring into this space?
I just wanted to share this, like, I have this weird paradox of being, like, so blissed out in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's, for me, it's been in part just because I have kind of no choice but to surrender to, like, I don't know how everything is going to be provided for. And I just mm-hmm. kind of, I'm trust falling into the universe with that. And yeah. suddenly I have an abundance of everything that I want here mm-hmm. now. And I don't get to know how it's going to continue or if it's going to stay, you know, because the future is unknown. But like right now, yeah. when I'm in the present moment, I have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. So uh-huh. I just think reminding myself to just come back to right now. It's real. Yeah. Things I've been dreaming of, they're in my space right now.
Just mm-hmm.
weird, paradoxical way. So trusting it.
Beautiful. In the words of a longtime client of this work, that's exactly how I'm experiencing it, except for the waves navigating my boyfriend. He's had a very different experience of this, and so it's been a really interesting, but it's like a very of course time for me, which is like I experience much of what you're talking about most of the time, and I'm able to stay in that and be in that even while I'm being proactive and like taking precautionary measures and stuff like that. But I'm still able to be in that beautiful trust and surrender place and expansive perspective place. I love that you brought that in here, and I love that you shared that. And it really is just a testament to how deeply you've let yourself move through this work, because that's exactly how I'm experiencing it as well. And even when the moments of fear and discomfort and panic, and I've moved through all of it, moved through the grief, moved through the panic, moved through the fear, all the things, it's so much quicker and faster and easier coming back to center and coming back into.
Okay. I feel too like I've ridden the, like, I feel like I'm on about a 3-day cycle where I'll have all the grief and fear just kind of surface, and I'm mm-hmm. okay with it. I welcome it just as readily as the bliss, and I can just feel it and cry or sleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm not afraid to let the joy be joyful. It's like it's a little bit bipolar, but like in a good way.
Yeah, no, it's not, because it's literally, I mean, so this is the thing. So, and I will get into questions here, but I really love this conversation. But this is the crux of the deep feminine. When we can be with all parts of ourselves, even simultaneously, and it's not, it's no longer overwhelm. It's no longer chaos. It's no longer something that we have to fear. It's, we actually are capable of feeling multiple things. I mean, we've all experienced that. The melancholy happiness, melancholy, like the nostalgia that feels both like so joyful and also really like missing so deeply. And we've all experienced it, but most of the time, that's the only experience of that multiple feeling thing that we have. And we get to get so much better at holding all of our feelings all at the same time. And I don't think that's a schizophrenic thing. I think that's actually just energy, and we get to get better at being with it. That makes sense. Yeah. We are so expansive, ladies. The feminine, she is expansion. She governs expansion. And those of us who are here in this work, because of the fact you've been called here to me, tells me that you are bearers of really deep feminine. And she is massively expansive. And that comes with some discomfort insofar as it asks us to let go of the railing. It asks us to let go of the thread of attachment that we think that we get to have to one way this can go, or to linear growth, or to rigid kind of understandings of things, or even just things staying the way that they are, if that makes sense. And I do mean that we think that we get to have that. We don't. Nobody gets to, but we, those of us who are here to bring through really deep feminine, the most ancient form of the feminine, which is the archetypal frequency I bring through in this work, we get to be with all of it, and it gets to be expansive, and it gets to feel good, and it gets to be really deeply powerful, and it gets to be massively magnetic, and it gets to be pleasurable, and it really doesn't have to be anything that we need to fear.
But it does ask for us to let go of the railing and let go of the belief that we get to have control here. I'm going to go ahead and drop into question because it actually dovetails really nicely into that. Let's see. So she says, as an introvert, I don't mind this whole social distancing thing at all. I know I feel like it's like the introvert virus. Like I've been like, stay home more. It's fine. I found clearing my calendar of all scheduled appointments and not having to run my children to school and back every day so refreshing and relaxing. I have limited media intake and kind of put blinders on with regards to coronavirus and what's going on. Even still, having to make a few trips to the grocery store to find empty shelves and feel everyone's fearful energy has been enough to startle me. I had some recent intuitive hits, but I'm not sure if it's fear or my psychic abilities telling me that things are going to get much worse before it gets better. Society as we may know it may crumble and a lot of changes are going to take place politically, socially, and our way of life as we know it is going to be drastically uprooted. I feel the struggle in not trusting the government but trying to maintain trust in the universe, meaning based on what I've received, the government is going to interfere with our freedoms, and yet I know the universe has my back. Or do I? Because what if I can't choose my soul's highest path and the universe doesn't catch me and I fall and it's all over? So vague, I know, but I fear what's coming next. In the midst of these fears, it's so hard to trust that it's going to be okay and that the universe will take care of me when there's just so much uncertainty right now. I understand I need to hold space for both truths here, but when I start to feel powerless as a citizen of a country whose leaders and factions are corrupt to the core, how do I maintain my sovereignty in the face of what's to come? Choosing to believe it's all for me can be helpful with most things, but there are some things I wouldn't be able to endure and see how it could be helpful for my benefit. Why do bad things still happen to good people? Oh, goodness. That is like the quintessential human question, right? Human question, the divine being as human question. That feels like the question that all of us ask at one time or another, or maybe even our entire lives. Okay, so I'm going to start just by sharing with you my perspective on what we call law of attraction, just because that question feels very baked into that last part there, which is why if we are to completely trust that bad things still happen to good people. Because a lot of times I think that the way that that's taught in the world is very kind of shamey and blamey. There's a lot of energy around like, if you're not holding high vibe, that's why that bad thing is happening to you or what have you. The truth of the matter is, law of attraction for me is, as I received it, is we don't get to get away from pain in this lifetime. We just don't. It's just not how life works. It's not how human life works. It's not what we signed up for. We didn't come here to have some kind of like put the car in neutral and just coast kind of like experience. We come here to embody as much of our divine selves as we possibly can, embody as much of our souls as we possibly can while being in this dense human physical form, while having free will, while forgetting that we're divine. And we also come here knowing that we're taking on certain amounts of or certain forms of pain. For me, that is what you might consider to be like soul contracts or whatever, but it for me is just some of the things that we came here agreeing to experience. I view lifetime as souls and bodies as being kind of a combination of classroom and mission. That we come here to take on certain parts of like work, take on certain aspects of healing, that we come here to experience certain painful things, certain painful patterns, certain painful wound patterns specifically, that's the realm that I work in as far as like archetypal patterning, so that we can actually shift them and heal them for ourselves, for our lineage, for the collective, et cetera. I kind of went really big there, but, getting back to the law of attraction thing, for me, it's not about hold the highest vibration you possibly can, like plug your ears to anything bad, anything painful and anything that's quote unquote bad and like low vibe and like don't feel that thing. Don't feel grief. Don't feel fear. Don't feel any of those things. It's actually about following your soul's guidance as deeply and profoundly and blindly as you can. It's not about pretending we're not human and avoiding human experience at all costs. And that being how we hold this high vibe. High vibe for me is when we're deeply in center and not in rejection of any part of ourselves, not in any in rejection of any part of our human experience, and particularly not in rejection of our soul and what she's calling us into, which may include, like I was just saying, may include some painful things. And so for me, on top of that, everything else in your question about what going on right now in the world and everything, like kind of what I was starting to allude to already in the beginning of the call, is that this is the work right now. We are really deeply being plunged into very deep feminine. And deep feminine doesn't always come with this level of medicine. I mean, she does, but it doesn't always come with this level of discomfort. But like I said, when we're not listening, when collectively we have not been following our soul's guidance, we haven't. Because if we had, we wouldn't have been creating this much separation between ourselves, this much separation between us and the planet and the animal. So my favorite metaphor, and I don't remember who I got this from, but my favorite metaphor about Kali Ma, it was the goddess of destruction, basically. And it used to be when I'd get like a card of Kali Ma, I'd be like, oh shit. It kind of freaked me out. Now I'm like, alrighty, I guess we're in the destruction mode. But destruction for me doesn't have to be a scary thing. It's my favorite metaphor about her is that her sword does not slice us apart. It slices us back together. And that for me is the deep feminine when she brings really sharp medicine like we're experiencing right now. Most of the times we still get to go around our lives like pretending we have to control. You know, even when we're trying to trust the universe and our souls, even when we're trying to open to surrender, we still have these mechanisms, these ways of life that we still get to kind of pretend that we have control. But right now, all of our typical control mechanisms have basically been removed for us, right? Or at least paused. And the important thing to remember for me in all of this is that we've never had control in the first place. It's a facade of control. It's been an attempt for us to control nature, subvert nature, conquer nature, bend it to our will. And it doesn't work. Bites us in the ass, right? That's what we're finding right now. So that's not to like have us spaz out and just like I don't know what was coming to me earlier, but not have us run around like chickens with our heads cut off, which is always such a terrible metaphor, but it's so apropos. It's just an invitation. This is what was coming to me earlier as I was going into your question. It's simply an invitation back into the way of living that our ancestors way, way back always knew. Life is mystery. But nothing is ever certain. Right? And that we get to simply be in presence every single moment with choice. The choice that's in front of us. Not the ones that are 18 steps in front of us, but the ones that are right here and right now. Because when we're operating from the place of 18 steps in front of us, it's usually a lot longer than that, but like then we tend to try to implement controls so that we can make what happen, what we want to happen, happen. We can take preparatory measures. We can take actions. Like, doesn't mean stop saving money. It doesn't mean stop wearing a mask if you go out. You know, it doesn't mean stop washing your hands. It doesn't mean you can't take action to be prepared. It doesn't mean you can't take action to provide for yourself the best possible outcome. But we do it and then let go. And do it and let go, and do it and let go, and do it and let go, and do it and let go. So that we're making that choice in every moment. And the last part of this that I want to offer you is that you don't know that this isn't exactly part of your greatest soul path. And I would argue, my perspective is, the fact that it's actually happening means that it is. Right? It just doesn't look how we envisioned it.
Not in my wildest dreams.
Right. No, none of us. Of course not. Good. Another last thing that's coming to me around this is that there's a really big difference between empowered and in fear. You know, we can be taking action for ourselves from a very empowered place where, like, I'm choosing these things for myself to take action, to do what I can to support myself and provide as much as I can for myself. That's a very different energy than fear and panic and like, oh my God, I need to take these actions and this one and this one and this one and being terrified of our surroundings. Right? Not the energy that I would invite us into. And it's not always easy to hold, especially when so much of our collective shadow is up to be seen, to be healed and to be like looked straight in the face. We can get to come back to this, which is, as I was saying earlier, like, we are massive. Those of you who are everyone, every woman who's called to this work, I know, because I've experienced being in containers with you. And I get to witness the unfolding that happens in things like Golden Goddess, because it's so deep. You're massively capable of like so much power, so much expansion, so much holding, so much being with, so much like, and not from a place of overwhelm, but from a place of like, I can. I'm bigger. And that's the piece. No matter what, I can. That's the place that I would invite us into right now.